Welcome back to the Book of Proverbs and back to the quest for wisdom. Chapter 3 today, as we come to one of the Bible's most pervasive themes, one of its most beloved passages. And the chapter reads as though we're listening in on a dad talk. It's advice from father to son. The father does the talking because his son is leaving, heading out into the world to find his way. It's an endearing moment, dad's final words of wisdom at the airport before his daughter boards the plane to college, or at the bus stop with his son before his first day on a career job. Ever listen in on a conversation like that? For a lot of us, it's a reminder of what we didn't have. We listen because we didn't get that from dad, and we needed it. Or for us dads, we listen in for pointers on how to be that kind of dad. It's not easy. But here, Proverbs lets us listen in on a dad talk from the wisest dad around, Solomon. And the best way to read this chapter is to hear it from the heart of your heavenly Father. He has wisdom for you. Peyton is with us again and ready to open Proverbs 3.
The chapter begins again with Solomon reminding his son, "Do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart." Solomon knows his son must leave home, but he's desperate to know that he won't leave wisdom, that he will remember what he's taught, because that truth will bring him life, peace, and prosperity.
And along that path of life, he gives his son two guideposts. In verse 3, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." These two guides for life's decisions change everything. The word love here is also translated kindness or mercy. It's a devoted and caring love. Be kind. Be merciful. And then faithfulness. That's a loyalty that is true to friends and faithful to commitment. Bind those two around your neck, like a chain, with these two guideposts that you consult for every decision. Write them on the tablet of your heart, like a tattoo inside your chest, so that everything that comes out of it has to pass these two questions. Is it kind? Is it faithful? Let those two never leave you.
And the result of living that way? Verse 4. "Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." People appreciate kindness. They value loyalty. If those are your guideposts, people will like you. Think about it. When someone lives that way, you favor them. Everyone cheers for them, wants to help them. Mention their name and everyone says good things. Even God says good things about that person.
And verse 5 brings us to one of the Bible's most beloved passages and one of its most crucial themes. Dad's voice deepens as the weight of his words sink in. This is the one thing. Get this one thing wrong and nothing else matters. Get it right and everything falls into place. Verse 5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your paths straight." For me, reading those words back is like remembering the most important conversation I ever had with my father. That's Heavenly Father, of course. A sort of conversation where I knew these words matter. Remember them. And it begins with one simple exhortation. Trust God. Why does the Lord put so much value in this one simple thing? I well recall the first time I taught through Proverbs with my youth group years ago, and I thought it would be interesting to find every Bible story that centers on trusting God. I started making a list in Genesis and quickly discovered they're all about trusting God. From Genesis to Malachi, from Matthew to Revelation, even the gospel itself is at its core about trusting God for salvation. So what is so important about trust?
Trust is the substance that binds every relationship. The more trust, the closer the friendship. Someone you don't trust is hardly a friend at all. You can believe God with your mind, but trust comes from the heart. And God wants all your heart. And the second part is key. and lean not on your own understanding. Now, understanding is a good thing, but leaning on your own understanding can become pride. It is the "I got this" kind of attitude. I don't need the Lord, I'll figure it out myself. A relationship with God will put you in situations where you don't understand and you don't got this. But in those moments, you choose to trust God, and obedience is the result.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. And here, the ways and paths repeated over and again reach their goal. In all your ways, submit to God. Also translated, acknowledge God. It's an act of recognizing the Lord, seeing He is there, and acknowledging He is right in everything you do. Do that, and He will direct your path with a clear road to follow.
Verse 7 gives us the antithesis of trusting God. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Now, this is a tough one, because most of us walk around thinking, we're pretty smart. I got this. But when self-confidence slips into arrogance, we lose our dependence on God, and we dabble with evil because we think we can handle it. But Solomon says, fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
In verse 9, the dad wisdom gets more practical and personal. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. If you want to know what a person values, watch how they spend their time and their money. Honor means to show that you value something, or literally, show that it's weighty. Honoring the Lord with your wealth means using your money to demonstrate God's value to you. And don't just use the leftovers. Solomon says, use your first fruits. That's the top of your budget, your top priority financially. Set God first, and in verse 10, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. There's a simple equation here. God honors those who honor Him. Now, if you abuse that equation as a shortcut to make yourself rich, well, that's not really honoring Him in the first place. The Lord will not honor greed simply because you veil it in religion or even in Bible verses. But He will honor God-honoring generosity.
Next up in verse 12, the dad wisdom turns to discipline. It's an essential but tricky topic for a father. Every child desperately needs discipline to help them mature. But discipline can so easily cross a line from guided training into directionless punishment, with the parent simply venting frustration and the child just enduring it, driving a wedge between them. But watch this father. As his son heads into the world, he knows that more training and discipline are ahead, but not from him. Verse 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. You can hear the tender heart of the father through His words. Son, I know I didn't always get this right, and I know you resented me at times, but don't resent the Lord. Son, there are trials ahead of you that will push you beyond yourself. Trust the Lord. Know that He loves you through every trial, and know that He has a purpose for all of it, a purpose for you, because He believes in you, son, like I believe in you. And I can hear His voice soften at the end. The Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son He delights in.
The second half of the chapter is a return to the value of wisdom. Find it, son. Get it. It brings more profit than silver, yields better returns than gold. It's the language of investment. I picture a young man who has just gotten his first taste of investment returns. Wow, my money can actually make more money if I just put it in the right place. But Dad has advice. Put your money in wisdom. Invest effort into it. It will pay off. with long life, riches, peace. In verse 17, her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. Notice again the path. Lust had a path for you, son, of destruction. Now wisdom has a path of peace. The whole journey of life, she will guide you. She is a veritable tree of life. And look at her resume in verse 19. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. Look at what she accomplished working with the Lord. Just imagine what she could do for you, son. Dad also throws in a few potholes to avoid in life, starting at 27. Do not withhold good. Do not plot harm. Do not accuse falsely. Do not envy the violent. Do those things and you'll just make yourself the Lord's enemy, son. Don't do it. Be wise, my son. Read Proverbs 3. Listen in on Dad's wisdom, and we'll meet you back here next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.